Ladies and gentlemen, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. It is Wednesday. It is June 27th, 2017. Broadcasting from Northwest Pennsylvania here, radio and television studios. I want to thank Global Star Radio Network for broadcasting our show. Also want to thank BTR, Blog Talk Radio, for archiving, broadcasting our show as well. And, of course, we appear on YouTube Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I was up early this morning sending out tweets on. No, I've got a personal Twitter account. It's at HagmannPI. The reason I mentioned that, I don't even know if I want to get it. Shameless self promotion plug. How's that? Forget about that. Follow us on our social networking feed. We all have the social networking feeds. Sean, Eric, the tech, I think. All right, tech Eric, yeah. Joe, me, HagmannReport.com. But see, we're flooding the social media with the conservative thought, the conservative moral values that America so desperately needs. I have a great show lined up for you today. Bottom of the hour, Matt Bracken, enemies foreign and domestic. You want to know, last week with Stephanie Hamill, we were talking, Joe and I were talking, and we were talking together. What would a civil war look like? You know, everyone says, and we say, hey, we're on the precipice of a civil war. Civil war, you know, but what would it look like? Well, Matt Bracken is going to tell us as well. Now he's going to be with us at the bottom of the hour through, for two segments, and then, at the 8:30 hour. Sergeant Tim Weldon, retired, is going to be with us as well to discuss this. And then, of course, the final hour wrapping this up would be Stan Dale from standale.com. So it's going to be an interesting program. Heading the headlines, of course, the Democrats and the FBI collaborated on the Trump smear. This is extremely important because the Trump narrative is falling apart. Russian narrative is falling apart. The components of the Russian narrative include, but are not limited to, of course, the allegations that now President Donald Trump collaborated with the Russians and rigged the elections. And everyone believes this without any type of, I mean, everyone believes this. Well, I shouldn't say everyone. Just the mind-numbed public who listen to, watch, and accept the mainstream media's narrative of events. Well, that's far from the truth. The fact of the matter is, it's not Donald Trump, President Donald J. Trump, who is under investigation. No, it is Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders and his wife, Loretta Lynch, all under FBI investigation. That's correct. Oh. Wait, you didn't hear about that? Hello, is this thing on? Where's the mainstream media talking about this? That's right.
That's a distraction. It's a distraction from Russian hacking, meddling, collusion.
That's right. This is big news. You all right?
Yeah, just right. Had a little tickle in my throat there.
You should have an official Hagmann cup.
I have an unofficial water bottle.
Eric, you asleep or what? See, official Hagmann coffee cup. Thing weighs about 7 pounds and it's empty. It's made in America. I would turn it over to show you it's made in America, but you know.
Every morning make my coffee and drink it out of that Hagmann and Hagmann mug. So
people say, well, where can you get it? Well, you can't right now. You know why? Because the cup, because it's so heavy. A cup costs more to ship than it does.
What is it, like $12 cup and like $48 shipping?
No, it's just, it's ridiculous. I don't know. We're trying to work things out, okay?
So
we're not good at this. Go on.
Speaking of Trump and Russia and the fake news narrative and media that's constantly lying, manipulating, and making up stories and false claims, we had some interesting news about the media this week. CNN had retracted a story about a Russian connection to people in the Trump campaign. They had to retract that story. Then yesterday there was a lot of news swirling around the report that there was an internal beef at CNN where...
Well...
There's two different stories. Some say that they were saying anything that's going to be posted about Trump and Russia needs to come to this person so they can, you know, go through and verify it. Now, there's other reports that the owner of CNN, Jeff Zucker,
he should be fired. He should be fired. That man should be fired and prosecuted. I'm telling you, CNN, the Clinton News Network, the Communist News Network, the crap news network, Zucker should be fired. Go on, sir.
Fired? Were you getting some of that southern accent that Obama used to get on the campaign trail when he was down south?
No, it was Hillary.
It's both of them. But yeah, so there's two reports. That one, Zucker came in and said, you know, enough with the Russia coverage. You got everybody who's going to give any stories on Russia needs to come to this person. But then there's another side of the story where they're saying that Zucker was in there saying, Russia, Russia, Russia. This is what we're going to talk about, nothing else.
Either way. Yeah, well, I sent John Bonifield a tweet from my personal account saying, CNN supervising producer John Bonifield admits mainstream media Russian narrative is bull. But
yeah.
Okay. And I said, don't you just hate that when that happens, John? Because Project Veritas. O'Keefe,
yeah, last night, James O'Keefe from Project Veritas released part one of apparently there's a few more parts coming, and they say that the next part's going to be better than the first. The Lois Loomer said she's seen the tapes from Veritas that he plans on releasing on the mainstream media, and if you think the CNN story was big, just wait till the next one. But I think that's going to be coming out either late tonight or tomorrow morning. But this one that came out last night shows a CNN producer. Now, he's the producer of the, I believe he's a health news producer, if anything relating to health or wellness.
There's a lot of overlap. It
but
doesn't
regardless,
really
John
matter.
Bonifield, CNN producer, was on tape saying, the ratings are incredible right now. President Trump is good for business. He also went on to say that the Russian narrative is BS. And it also, he said, it's a witch hunt. Get back to Russia, says CEO Jeff Zucker. President Trump is right about which.
But by the way, John's looking for a job today. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was fired. I figured he would be.
Yeah.
They did that?
Yeah. He's looking for a job. Well, it's not because of what he said. It's because he got caught.
Yeah, I guess. He went on to say President Trump is right. It is a witch hunt. There is absolutely no proof. And he also went on to say that if there was proof from any of these investigations or before, with all the leaks that are out there, that the proof would have been leaked by now.
Sure.
And he was again caught on camera, and it was released today. Now, did CNN give this any coverage? I don't know. I haven't been watching CNN. But, no, really, I didn't watch CNN today to see, but I doubt that they put this out there as a story. And then, you know, what an interesting thing that transpired today because of this, the press briefing. There's been a little battle with the press and the White House because of the press briefings.
Yep.
And I know we haven't really covered this because it's really a non-story.
Well, a few times. It is kind of a story. I mean,
Once last week and once this week, and the White House said that they're not going to have cameras in the press briefing. And then you had, you know, CNN's Jim Acosta crying about it and, that they're hiding everything and there's no transparency and, you know, kind of losing their stuff over them not being cameras in there. But today there was a heated exchange.
Well, humor me, Joe. I got to interrupt you. Can you, I'd like, for like a month, I'd like that. I wouldn't even last that. The job as White House press secretary.
No.
Can you see that?
No.
Can you see that taking?
Not you.
Can you?
I couldn't even do it, and I'm much more mild-tempered than you.
Okay. You know that Saturday Night Live skit with...
Melissa McCartney?
Yeah. She's,
yeah.
Okay. Well, no, man. I'm going to tell you. I'd go full Animal House, let me tell you.
People would be afraid to come to your press briefing. So that's for sure.
You're asking me what? Come here. Come here. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Right here. Yeah, come here.
Well, today, White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders battled the American press Tuesday and warned that America is in a dangerous place if it can't trust the media to report the truth. This was the first on-camera press briefing in a number of days and came after President Trump fired off a barrage of tweets that called the New York Times, Washington Post, and CNN all fake news. Now, obviously, we just went over how CNN retracted a story about the Trump-Russia because it was false, as well as being caught by James O'Keefe, one of the producers, saying that it was a witch hunt and just being done for ratings, the Trump-Russia story. So, Huckabee Sanders referenced the video during the press briefing and said, whether it's accurate or not, I don't know, but I would encourage everyone in this room and, frankly, everyone across the country to take a look at it. She's referring to James O'Keefe's video.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I think if it's accurate, it's a disgrace to all the media, to all of journalism. If the media can't be trusted to report the news, then that's a dangerous place for America. And she went on to talk about, you know, attacking CNN for the Trump-Russia hoax and a lack of, and instead saying that there was a lack of coverage on the VA and some of the issues and successes that were going on at the VA. President Trump signed a bill recently that expanded in a huge way money and services to the VA, because we, under the Obama administration, and up until now, there are still reports coming out of the terrible nature of healthcare that veterans are receiving at VA hospitals. I think yesterday there was a report in one hospital alone the previous year, 100 people died waiting for care. And we've seen the VA scandal during the Obama administration. They have not had their stuff together at all.
Well, the Affordable Care Act of course, the veterans is something different. But
in the press briefing, a journalist named Brian Carman, he is, I'm not sure where he's from, he came out and said that Sanders' statements on the media is inflaming everyone right here and right now. And it was a pretty heated exchange. Sanders went on to say, I disagree completely. If anything has been inflamed, it is the dishonesty that has taken place by the news media. It's a pretty good heated exchange. So just, folks, go find the stories about Huckabee Sanders in the press briefing today.
When you say Huckabee Sanders.
Why? Today was the first day back with the video. For the last few days, I think Thursday, Friday last week, and then Monday, they did the press briefings without any cameras in there. Yes, just like that. For those watching on YouTube, you can see what the press briefings look like all week long.
We will now have our press briefing. Ow! Ow! What are you doing?
But no, and we see, and again, Jim Acosta from CNN, speaking at press briefings, has been complaining that the White House has been taking too many questions from conservatives rather than left-leaning sites. These people they complain about any and everything. And even when they get caught lying and caught making up stories, it doesn't matter. It's even headlines on Drudge talk about how they continue to double down, and they didn't even skip a beat today with their coverage. So again, CNN getting caught saying that the Russia story is basically a hoax and a witch hunt, and they're doing it for ratings by a producer of CNN who now you say has apparently been fired. There's more tapes according to James O'Keefe, so it should be very interesting to see what he has to say. Now, switching gears.
I don't think it's what he's got to say.
Yeah, what he's got to uncover.
Yeah.
Switching gears. You got a new article.
Yeah, if you go to HomelandSecurityUS.com, that's HomelandSecurityUS.com, tweet that out if you don't mind, if you agree with it. What this is, and folks, look, Pizzagate is real. Pedogate is real. Child sex trafficking is real.
Unlike CNN's news coverage.
Right, correct. And you know, there are people who say, well, Alex Jones walked back his coverage of Pizzagate. He did not do that. You've got to understand exactly what Alex Jones did. He did not call Pizzagate false, or he didn't go back on Pizzagate. There are certain elements within Pizzagate that, and I attempt to address this within the article, that were totally out of control, and that could have subjected him and others to civil liability. And here's the deal. It's nothing anymore to get sued in this business. Trust me when I tell you. I mean, right now, me personally, I'm fighting a multi-million dollar defamation suit. All right. That's me. Okay. We're not even out of the starting gate and I'm in the hole 40 grand. That's just honest. That's in the public domain. And just, how's that for a showstopper? All right. And it's been going on for a year and a half. And people wonder why, you know, I get irritated once in a while. But here's the thing. You know,
once in a while.
Yeah. So, as that evolved, there's little tells in that evolution. And I can't get into it. I'm not allowed to talk about it. But Pizzagate, fake news. This is all part of a larger issue. You start talking about this honestly, you start talking about fake news. You start talking about Pizzagate. You start talking about pedophilia. You start talking about this kind of stuff. You open yourself up to a whole world of hurt that you never thought existed. Okay. So anyway, we have to stick together. And the reason for that article now is tomorrow, Craig Sawyer and Russ Dizdar are together.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Okay. That's they're going to be together talking about child trafficking, child sex trafficking. And if you could see the pictures of the children in cages, a boy in a dog cage, I can't get into it. I mean, this is a subject of investigations that we are working on right now. The horrific, the hideous images, the heartbreaking images. And to have some idiot, some moral degenerate, bankrupt, you know, redheaded attorney chick say, well, it's fake news. Well, you know what? You should, okay. Yeah. Trust me when I tell you, this is going on at the highest levels. It's an artifact of government and non-governmental operations, and it's damn serious. And there are things that overlap this. The Seth Rich murder case overlaps this. The DNC things that are taking place overlap this, in my opinion. See, that's why I say, by the way, because I don't want to shell out another $40,000. In my opinion. Oh, and by the way, it's a Christian, too. A self-professed Christian. Don't get me started.
Eric, do you have music with a violin?
No. Whole tones. See? It's the Christian. The self-proclaimed Christians. And then you got these biddies that write about this and say, you know what? Well, boy, you're doing this. You're a fake Christian. Well, what, and this is, you know, people say to me, people ask me, why does Steve Quayle get so angry? Because he's part of it too. He's a co-defendant too. I know, Joe. I know. You're over there saying, shut up. All right, let's go. But see, here's the thing. We don't stop talking about it. We press on. We move forward. And we keep going. We keep going. And we keep going. So, having said that, tomorrow night, Craig Sawyer, Russ Dizdar, we're going to be getting deep into the spiritual aspect, which is oftentimes not discussed. And anyway, so this is important. And all of these things overlap, and this is why we're not getting the whole story, and this is why the mainstream media is covering this up. I'm going to turn it back to you, Joe, because I know you got some stuff to cover as well. So, HomelandSecurityUS.com, and go ahead and tweet that out, and tweet that story out. I actually started writing it at 4 o'clock this morning, and got interrupted so many times today. I finished it about 6:30 this afternoon. So, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, a few stories that are important to take note of. This story was on the front of Drudge all day and is pretty big about the European Union fining Google $2.7 billion under the antitrust law. The European Union levied a $2.7 billion antitrust fine on Google over how it structures its search results, a move that is a classic example of the government overplaying its hand in the internet. Now, what they're saying here is that the EU Commission declared that Google has acted illegally by having its search results favor its shopping sites over other companies. And that's one small example of what Google does. Say we wrote a story about Syria where we had an exclusive source on the ground or two sources on the ground giving us information about it. And say it was about a bombing of a city. And there were other stories, but, you know, had different details or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And they all posted on that same day. Google, we would be at the, you know, lower, if not on other pages, to, you know, more favored sites like Bloomberg or any other, you know, very prominent AP, Reuters, news organizations. And that's just a small example on the news side how they do things. But what this is claiming is that Google will put sites that basically bring it more business or its own sites that are under its name above other even more well-deserving competing sites. So the EU's antitrust commissioner said Google's strategy for comparison shopping service wasn't just about attracting customers by making its product better than its rivals. Instead, Google abused its market dominance as a search engine by promoting its own comparison shopping service in its search results and demoting those of competitors. And again, this doesn't just go for shopping. This goes for just about every category on Google. Even so much just as in our experience, you couldn't even find our articles, even original content, under the news section on Google.
it's all rigged.
Listed.
I mean, it's all rigged.
Yeah. And I've heard Michael Savage for a long time and a few other people, guests of our show and friends of the show, say that Google has been breaking antitrust laws. Actually, Robert David Steele, that was something that he talked about for the first few times he came on.
And for the record, I don't agree with his Maxine Waters deal, but go on.
Right. But, you know, this is one way to...
And he knows that.
...rein in the power of some of these tech companies that have just gotten so big. There's an article on Drudge that say that this is... it's like Standard Oil back in the day, the monopoly these companies have over the internet. So now, apparently, with this EU fine, there's going to be other countries and regulatory bodies that are going to be looking at Google for antitrust violations.
Well, this is the digital equivalent of going down to the corner store, picking up a newspaper, and reading only what the people who own the paper want you to read.
That's like the Washington Post online having only, you know, Amazon ads. Because, you know, the owner of the Washington Post is the owner of Amazon.
And think about the Whole Foods Amazon merger. People think, oh, this is great. People order from Amazon. No. Oh, how great it is! You get your stuff in a day.
You know, they're already going to be replacing the Whole Foods workers with robots.
Yes. But see, this is why people say, well, how can you fight against such a leviathan? Well, here's the deal: you go down, and anytime I do this, if I have a choice between Home Depot, Lowe's, or my local hardware store, I don't care if I'm paying 25 cents more. I'll go into the local hardware store. If I have to pay, you know, exorbitantly more, I'm not going to buy it. I'm just not going to buy that whatever I think I need. Because I'm frugal, number one. And number two, I'm not going to buy something from a big box store. I just don't want to do it. I want to support my local vendors or local, business people. This is how we can fight back. Now, are there exceptions? Yeah, there are going to be exceptions. But by and large, you don't like the TSA? Simple. Don't fly. Don't fly for your destination, stupid destination wedding. Stay home. Get married locally, you spoiled kid. All right? You don't fly to some whatever you do for vacation. Drive. Bankrupt the airlines. And tell them the reason is the TSA. We have that power. And I believe the larger we get, and this is why I'm big on visibility. The larger that we get, the more influence we can have, and the more stick togetherness we can get. And I think that this is the only way to beat this, because we're not going to win. Together we can win. And that's the thing. Now, last week we asked that question about what a civil war is going to look like. Coming up, Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, he's going to tell us what a civil war would most likely look like. And I do believe we are already in a cultural civil war. I think that we are in an ideological civil war. And trust me when I say this, it's only going to get worse. This is, unless, you know, the divine hand, the hand of God stops it.
And, folks, I want to make sure we mention this. Don't forget about the Greenovative contest that's ongoing. Alan Riggs came on last week with John Robertson, our producer, to talk about a Greenovative contest where you write to Greenovative, write them a story, a few paragraphs, I think, what did they say, 500 words, about some of the most important times that you needed power, or the most important time you needed power and you didn't have it. You write up the story, send it to Greenovative and Alan Riggs, and on July 4th, he's going to come back on and announce the winners of the write-in campaign. And we'll talk more about this on the other side. But when we come back, Matt Bracken will be our guest, and it's going to be a great interview. We got a great show lined up for you tonight, so don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. I just want to thank each and every one of you for supporting us, for your support of us. You know, these are very interesting and even perilous times. If you are in the broadcasting venue, it's not what you think. Let me just put it that way. And speaking of that, just very quickly, in case you haven't done so, I would urge everyone to go to American Thinker and read Peter Barry Chowka, Chowka. Read his works.
And I've been posting them all on Hagman Report.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes. Hagman Report. I should have said that. I don't know. But the origin is American Thinker. But Peter is just, there's a lot of information there that's relevant to today. Joe, I'm going to turn it to you.
Yeah, it is. And he's been turning out a lot of articles. Didn't have one today, but just about every other day for the last few weeks we've had them.
One's
so
coming.
There. Oh, I know it is. Real quick before we get to our guest, Matt Bracken, I want to bring you a quick word from Greenovative. July 4th, Independence Day, is right around the corner, and a great way to celebrate in the USA is with family, a cookout, maybe a 4th of July parade. Celebrate being American. Well, Greenovative has a challenge, a contest that they've set up that on July 4th we will have the winners announced here. There's a write-in campaign for Greenovative's Energy Independence Day. Alan Riggs from Greenovative asks that you write us about your emergency moment when having reliable portable power just might have made your emergency moment safer or more comfortable. Send those to greenovative.com, and on July 3rd, at the end of July 3rd, they will announce the winners. So the prizes that are going to be awarded, Alan Riggs came on and talked about that, and we can go over those later. But the
well worth the 500 words.
Absolutely. But the Greenovative Energy Independence Day is to remind you that all GMAG charger products are made in the USA, and they provide independence from household electricity, the sun, wind, and hand-crank devices. The folks at Greenovative have been very generous, and they've extended a discount of 15% to all Hagman listeners, and this is a store-wide discount. You just need to use the code Hagman. Again, a 15% store-wide discount that runs from now till July 5th. You just use the code Hagman. Greenovative.com is the website. Alan Riggs is the guy that you want to talk to there. And again, send your stories about your emergency moment when you needed power and didn't have it to alanriggs@greenovative.com. And on July 3rd, we will announce the winners.
You know, Matt Bracken is a guy that we think a lot of. He served in the U.S. military. He was commissioned in the Navy through the ROTC program, UVA, and then graduated BUDS in SEAL training, Class 105. He served on East Coast UDT and SEAL teams, taking a special naval warfare detachment to Beirut in 83. This man is the real deal. He's a self-described freedomista who loves ocean sailing, just for the freedom it permits, but he's done something that most people have not, and that's he's written a trilogy, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. People had asked, and people are wondering, what a civil war might look like, and are we close to a civil war, and are we in a civil war? Matt Bracken is here to talk about just that issue. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Good evening. Yeah, I think we're definitely in a civil war. We're just not in the shooting phase yet.
What's going on? I mean, what's we're definitely, the ideological divide in this country is so severe. I just got just this past weekend, a family member went to a neighbor who they had not seen since last summer. And here she is taking a bowl of strawberries to this, I don't want to get too specific, to this neighbor. Neighbor looked out the door and said, "Get the hell off my property." Why? Trump supporter versus a Sanders supporter or a Hillary supporter. And that's happening. I've been hearing more and more of this happening. I mean, so the ideological divide's there. Matt, I don't want to take your time, but what's going on, man? How deep is this?
Yeah, it's very vicious, and it's ready to break into the open, I think. you know, from several directions or several vectors that are all aiming in towards the middle, you know, sort of bringing the pot to boil, and maybe get to reach some sort of critical mass in the near future. I think that the forces of progressivism, you know, some people call them, you know, cultural Marxists and neo-Jacobites. Certainly, in Washington, they're what Trump has correctly described as the swamp. And they've really thought that they had the election sewed up. So they were willing to break a lot of laws during the Obama years that they would have only broken if they considered that there was really no chance of them ever being investigated. You know, starting with Fast and Furious, where hundreds were murdered on purpose that didn't get investigated. That gave them, that emboldened them to weaponize the IRS, then weaponize the intelligence agencies, and even corrupt the FBI. You know, it doesn't matter if 90% of FBI agents are sickened by what's going on. At the top of the J. Edgar Hoover building, it's being run by some very corrupt and evil people. Comey, I would certainly include in that. McCabe, who's the acting, is another one of these stooges. He's a Democrat stooge, basically. His wife was given $750,000 by the governor of Virginia via the DNC to run for office. I don't know where all the money went. But McCabe is the guy that's been put, along with Comey, has been the guy that's been pushing the so-called dirty dossier, you know, the Moscow prostitute story. This was strictly a way to trap Trump. As far as I'm concerned, while I'm thinking of it, it's interesting. People need to know that Trump would have naturally thought that it was completely normal to meet the FBI director one-on-one, which happened later, you know, the obstruction meeting, so-called, because on January 6th, during the pre-inaugural period, Comey requested a private meeting with Trump. This is January 6th. Comey meets privately with Trump one-on-one to show him the dirty dossier. Now, the only reason to show Trump this bogus dossier was so that then the news of the meeting could be leaked to the New York Times, which I'm assuming was also Comey. The fact of it being there being a meeting with Trump to discuss the dirty dossier is what gave the news story validity to cover it, that, well, if the president has met the FBI director, there must be something to it. Then it was released in BuzzFeed or one of these other internet sites in whole. So this was a setup from the get-go. These were machinations by the deep state, very corrupt players like McCabe and Comey. Rosenstein, who's also one of these stooges. Where did Rosenstein come from? He's a Democrat. You know, always be suspicious when the Democrats easily vote in somebody to be the deputy director of justice, especially when Sessions is going to recuse himself. So the Democrats get a stooge. Rosenstein, they get a Democrat stooge in to be acting DOJ. He writes the fire Comey letter. Trump takes the advice and fires Comey. And that's then used to spring the trap and bring in Mueller, Comey's best friend for the last 15 years, a best friend and ally. These guys know where the bodies are buried. All four of these players, Rosenstein, McCabe, Mueller, and Comey, they all go way back. They're all what I call swamp lawyers. They all know where their other bodies are buried. You know, they know about the corrupt deals that they've been engaged in. They know. So they kind of have a mutual assured destruction pact against one another, that they have to help each other out. They'll hang together or they'll hang separately. It's that kind of a situation. So this is being played now at the very highest levels. This is true Game of Thrones. There's the old saying, when you go to strike the king, when you go to kill the king, you better kill the king. And now it appears that this the Russia collusion story has petered out. It's sort of reached its high water mark, its Waterloo, with the CNN, the three crack reporters being fired, one of whom came from the New York Times and was one of Comey's leak targets. They've been fired. So now it might be, a reversal of fortune, sort of, you know, like Napoleon or Hitler getting thrown out of Russia when it looks like they are going to conquer Russia. They get to the high tide mark, and then it's strictly a defeat all the way back. But this makes them very dangerous. You know, the reason that they're willing to take such risks to engage in such a high level, really a coup attempt, you know, a bureaucratic coup, a trap, Rosenstein, McCabe, Comey, Mueller. The reason that they're willing to do this is that they all know that if they eventually get in front of a legitimate prosecutor, they can go to jail. For example, Comey, the most flagrant example, Comey goes all the way back to Whitewater. Comey was one of the prosecutors, I assume that he was leaking the prosecutorial side of Whitewater over to the Clinton side. He reappears to help cover up the Mark Rich pardon, where the Clintons, you know, took bribes to get off Mark Rich at the end of the Clinton term. In between stints as a prosecutor, Comey gets these jobs where you work for a year for a Lockheed or an HSBC bank, and you make millions in 1 year. I mean, he must be one hell of an attorney. He can come into an aircraft firm or a bank. Both, in both cases, they happen to have huge deals in front of the Clintons and make millions. Well, this is how they do payola in Washington. This is how they do bribery in Washington. It's not a briefcase full of $100 bills. It's wink, wink, nod, nod. You take care of us for the, you know, while we're in office. You make sure our friends get off scot-free. You can make a name for yourself taking down people like, what's her name, the kitchen lady, Martha Stewart, you know, on a procedural charge where they're, just like with Trump's obstruction, there was no crime, but they get her on some procedural charge. You know, she had two stories about a crime that didn't occur, something like that. So she goes to jail. That
yeah, it was ridiculous. I mean, it was just like Helmsley, too. They hung her out to dry as well. But go ahead.
Yeah, and they, so Comey gets to get his scalps. He makes his name, which allows other Democrats to promote him up the chain until he's finally FBI director, even though he was never in federal law enforcement. So he's clearly a Clinton stooge. He's a Clinton cover-up artist and facilitator. In between his stints helping the Clintons all along the way for the last 22 years, he takes these one-year gigs where he makes $5 or $6 million. I mean, what an attorney he is. I mean, Lockheed just pulls him out of left field and says, here's millions of dollars to be our chief counsel. I wonder if he ever went to work. I wonder if he golfed for that year. This is how bribery works in Washington. And this is why these guys are desperate. Now, possibly there's nothing chargeable in the Lockheed or the HSBC payola jobs. Maybe there's nothing chargeable there. But if they put the screws that the type of attorneys that are, you know, being lined up against Trump, if those same kind of bulldog attorneys go after Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, James Comey, McCabe with his wife's, you know, the payola to the wife, you know, money's fungible. You go on vacations to Hawaii. Who knows if it's your wife's money or your money, right? He didn't disclose this money either. So these guys are dirty. And they're now desperate, so they're cornered, and you know, like a cornered badger, you know, they're going to take some wild chances. And if it looks like the tide is going against them, so, running against them so strongly that they might end up on the other side of the docket, being charged and facing prison time, I think that they are going to do whatever they can to cause the pot to boil over, because in the you know, in the middle of a actual hot shooting civil war, who's going to remember, you know, what kind of coup traps were being set, what kind of bureaucratic, you know, sedition and treason was being plotted within the FBI? Who's going to remember that when there's a shooting civil war going on? So these high level players, it will behoove them to not let this game run out to where they could find themselves, you know, facing prison time. It would behoove them, rather, to see lots more Hodgkissons let loose, you know, which will result in a kinetic back and forth. And the next thing you know, we're going to have blackout on the internet. A lot of websites shut down because they're, you know, they'll say that they're being used to target individuals or to provide targeting information. I think this can spin out of control very easily.
I'm surprised that it hasn't yet. However, I can see where the groundwork is being laid, especially for the websites programs. And my concern is who makes that decision. Not that the decision should be made at any rate, but I can see where this would come into play.
I happened to catch a little bit of Dennis Prager today. Apparently, a news story down in Mexico is that we allowed them access to a lot of very high-tech software and intelligence gathering tools that can basically turn anybody's smartphone into a monitor. You know, turn the camera on, turn the phone on. Your calendar, your contact list, it's completely being downloaded, you know, at secret police headquarters 24/7. This was given to Mexico under the understanding that it would only be used against, you know, of course, the narco traffickers and terrorists and people like that. But it was actually used against political enemies. Why do I mention Mexico? In any kind of a civil war scenario in this country, all of these tools, which are now out there, you know, people have heard of things like Stingray that allows them to, you know, follow your cell phone from tower to tower, even set up fake towers, and suck your cell phone information right in through it. These tools are not just going to be used against the bad guys. We've already seen the FBI weaponized. So they call this reverse targeting when they say, oh, well, poor Mr. Flynn, General Flynn, he was just caught up in our surveillance of the Russian ambassador. Well, that's obvious BS, because Flynn coming in as a national security advisor had every reason to speak on the telephone to an ambassador who's going to be obviously assuming that if he's talking to the next national security advisor, both men, you know, the former director of Defense Intelligence Agency and a Russian ambassador, both men are going to assume that their phone is monitored. So it's not like they're actually going to discuss some kind of collusion plot on a phone that they both assume is monitored. What Flynn didn't realize was that this information would be weaponized, not that there was anything wrong inside of the phone, but the example of the phone call is then leaked to the New York Times with an evil spin put on it. This, in the same way that Comey taking the dirty dossier to Trump requesting a one-on-one meeting on January 6th, the fact of the meeting is then leaked to the New York Times in an evil weaponized way. So if and when a shooting civil war breaks out, you can expect these tools are going to be used against every type of American, just like they're being used in Mexico, just like they're being used against General Flynn and many other American, you know, patriotic Americans. So we're well past the point where we can trust our intelligence agencies, even to the extent today when I hear that, you know, it all depends on who's briefing the president, but when I hear, we think Syria is getting ready for another gas attack, I'm rolling my eyes and saying, oh, brother, here comes another pretext to get us into a wider war. Because these desperate swamp creatures, they're very afraid of this, in a legal sense, coming around to put them in the docket. They'd much rather see a wide war in the Middle East or even a civil war in America than themselves facing charges in the next couple months.
You're exactly right. And Mr. Bracken, did you see the report? I believe it was Seymour Hersh just yesterday who talked, and another journalist inside Syria said that the initial attack, gas attack, which Trump reacted by launching those Tomahawk missiles, was never carried out by the Syrian government, which is something that we already suspected, and that they did not have chemical weapons, and that Trump acted against the military, the advice of the military when carrying out that strike. Did you happen to see that?
Yeah, I did, and I don't pretend to have any kind of information any more than anybody else that's reading the overt, you know, false narrative media we're fed, whether it's Russia Times or CNN or Fox News. we're all just being spoon-fed false narratives. And maybe there's truth, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day. But if the if there's truth in the stories that we're being told, it's strictly incidental to the narrative that we're being spoon-fed. So can I come out here tonight and say, absolutely, the Syrians never did a gas attack? No, I can't. But logically, it would make no sense for them to. If you're winning a war with conventional weapons, why would you do something to basically cause a war crime and get the entire world enraged against you? You know, it makes no sense logically to do that when you're winning a war conventionally. So I tend to disbelieve the Syrian gas attacks, and I put them down to there are branches within our intelligence services and even at the top of the Pentagon that are not working in the best interest of the United States. They're working in the best interest, I think, of this conglomerate known as the swamp, you know, the Washington swamp.
It's
Republicans like McCain, too. I mean, I put McCain fully as a swamp creature. He was the one that he sent somebody to London to pick up the dirty dossier and hand it to Comey and McCabe.
Nice guy. Yeah. Thanks for that, John. And who better to tell us about this very issue than Matt Bracken? He's the author of Enemies Foreign and Domestic. Go to enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. There you can see the trilogy of books. And of course, he's been in the trenches as a, Navy SEAL, and he's a real deal in this case, and his analysis is, we turn to people like him for analysis of current events because he's been there, he's done that, he understands the process. Matt, we've got about 3 minutes before the top of the hour break, network break. All right, why aren't we seeing, or are we seeing, beginning to see now, a pushback? We're hearing about Lynch, Comey, or Lynch and Lynch being a focus of a probe, as well as
Lynch, Comey, yeah. And Podesta, even.
And Sanders.
Sanders and his wife.
Yeah. So is this about to hit the fan or what?
Right, which will make them much more desperate. You know, the Kumbaya moment lasted less than 24 hours after Congressman Scalise was shot and nearly killed. You know, the man will probably be a wheelchair case, assuming he survives to come back to work. You know, it was through and through both pelvises. It just wrecked his lower body. But what we're going to see now is greater desperation. Not only more things like, you know, Trump in Central Park being, you know, the Julius Caesar murder, all of these celebrities saying, please, somebody assassinate Trump. What this is called is battle space preparation. This is, you know, putting heat under the pot, hoping that it boils over. You know, this is Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all saying the new healthcare plan, it will murder millions of Americans, are going to be murdered by Republicans. This is not just an accidental byproduct. These are people whose whole life has been spent pushing, you know, cultural Marxism, neo-Jacobism, and they're seeing that the tide might be going the other way. You know, it might be the end of their tide, their Stalingrad, and it's now going to be all the way back down. So this makes them extremely dangerous, and I think that they're willing to knock over the card table, the lights go out, the shots ring out, and at the end of the day, we'll be into a new world where nobody's thinking about, you know, is Comey corrupt? Is Mueller and Comey, are they doing a corrupt deal? These guys are very desperate, very dangerous at this point.
Yeah,
I put nothing past them.
No, I agree. It's really amazing to see the scenario we find ourselves in now. I'm only 34 years old. I haven't lived through many presidential administrations, at least not enough to be paying attention through many of them. But to see the way that the loser of the last presidential election, Hillary Clinton, the former president, Obama, and many of his appointees, like Holder, Loretta Lynch, Valerie Jarrett, all joining together for this resistance, I would guess to say that there has never been a president, former president in history, who's been so active with the media and the agenda driving against the current president.
And well, their entire theory was, don't worry, we can get away with anything because Hillary is going to be elected and we'll still control the Department of Justice and the IRS. We'll control the media, we'll control the narrative. And the fact that Trump came in is like not only a monkey wrench in the gears, you know, it's throwing hand grenades into the gears. And all of their illegality, their unmasking, for example, these are felonies. You know, that's why the Susan Rice thinks she's going to, you know, get all of her records out to the Obama library and hide them for 5 years. She doesn't realize records aren't just kept in one place anymore. And exactly. There are going to be people that are going to be called as witnesses that aren't going to be willing to go to jail for her.
Professor Obama in the library with a candlestick, by the way. Our guest, Matthew Bracken, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Great series of books. Look, folks, support guys like Matt Bracken. His books are fantastic as well. Enemies, domestic enemies, foreign enemies. It's all there. You want some good reading? There it is. We're so glad to have him for the next segment, next 30 minutes. By the way, I'll be on InfoWars tomorrow at 1 o'clock, talking about a few of these issues as well. On the other side, I want to ask Mr. Bracken about Mueller. Who can fire Mueller? Can Donald Trump fire him, or must it be via the Department of Justice? Stay right where you're at. We're going to be right back.